Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in. Get things done.
Good morning. This is Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. We're talking about back to school and getting all the kids ready, the teachers ready, all the things. We talked to Stacy Costavecchi earlier. We talked about Ready Kids, talked a little bit about tobacco-free Florida. Now, how can you get your kids ready food-wise? I know I have a growing teenager who's tall, but he's still growing. He luckily cooks his own food now, but yeah, he does that too. He's all into meal prepping now and working out. So, but a lot of parents, especially if you have multiple kids and you have kids in sports, you have to be prepared for food. Food is important. Kids don't eat good food. They don't learn well. And if they're in sports, they're always hungry. So what are you guys doing to help get your family ready? I'll throw that out there. So if anybody wants to text in and answer what you do to help get your week ready and prepared, what kind of meal prepping you do, what kind of batch cooking you do, anything like that, text into 437-1620 and let us know. I know I have a friend who I talked to on Friday, and she said she makes things like lasagna and gets, yogurt ready and things like that because she is a swimmer. And so they practice early in the morning and then they have sports at night. So they batch cook lasagna, pasta, things like that that have a lot of calories, a lot of carbs, things that they can burn off while they're working out and exercising. And that way she can just pop it in the oven or reheat it. Makes life a lot easier when you have practice late or practice early, making sure the kids have good lunches so you can pre-prep a lot of things for the week for their lunches. It just makes a huge difference for kids and their learning. A lot of people don't realize, okay, if you eat well, you learn better. You're focused. And a lot of the schools have, if you didn't know, they usually have food pantries. So if you do have kids that may not have as much food at home and they only eat at school, there are free lunches in Escambia County. I'm not sure about Santa Rosa
County.
Does
everybody get free lunch? Or
in Escambia, most of the schools have free lunch now, most of them.
So any, do they pay still? Do some pay?
Yeah, if certain things. Like there'll be certain things
I'm
if they
childless,
go.
So
yeah,
this
if they
is
go,
very open eyes. For
like
me.
If they have the meal, but if they get extra stuff, they'd have to pay for it.
Like Nutty Buddies and sodas, or do they sell soda in school?
I think there are vending. Yes, there are vending machines. Yes,
oh,
and
cool.
Then high school, they're vending machines. I don't even remember middle or elementary. I think there are, but they have the school lunches, the free lunch in Escambia County.
Oh, so that's so good. That's heartwarming.
So you don't have to apply for it anymore. But there's also programs in a lot of the schools that they have pantries that they can take home food, whether a business sponsors it or the school sponsors it, or they have Feeding the Gulf Coast come in, Mana, things like that.
Right.
That
I know there's a backpack program.
Right. That there's a backpack.
Any anything that's good in Escambia County,
yes.
You'll see Jennifer at. And but one of those things was Mana, like filling bags for Mana.
Yeah,
and,
but,
they do have a backpack
a lot of the schools, they actually bring the food too, and they're able to take food home, especially on the weekends.
Right.
So if most of their food insecurity happens at home, at least at school during the school year, they have that food. But, those of us that also have kids in sports, that we don't have the same food insecurity issues, we have to prep for that food and make sure the kids have stuff to eat because you're so busy, especially when they get home late from sports. they need to have food ready. It's a lot until, well, like I said, mine cooks for himself now, which I'm okay with that.
That's crazy.
Less for me.
Dylan was in a wagon like a year ago.
You know? Oh my goodness. Yeah,
you wouldn't believe him if you saw him. He's literally taller than me. Like, wait, like I haven't looked up to
him. And Jennifer's pretty tall.
That's cool.
Well, sure. Thanks, Candy. Yeah.
Compared to me, Jennifer is very tall. It's like a monster.
Hell yeah. But yeah, send in some tips and tricks about food to the text line, 437-1620, and let us know what you're prepping, what you're doing to help with lunches, what you're doing to help with dinners, how you get your life organized, even breakfast. Sometimes, especially if you have multiple kids, getting, you know, making those egg cups or anything like that where you can make basically, you know, some egg biscuit that you can pre-prep, some yogurt, overnight oats, things like that. What are you doing to get that going?
That's right. You can text it in, 437-1620. I'll take a quick traffic break. This is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors in Beverly Parkway. Look for the big buffalo. You'll see it right there. As far as our roads go, we're not... There's some stuff happening. New Warrington and Twin Oaks, there is a wreck, it looks like, with a roadblock this morning. So certainly use caution that there. Front gate of Pensacola NAS is backed up past the Shell station at this point. And taking a look around, there is debris in the roadway. I-110 northbound near mile marker 3 doesn't look like it's blocking anything. North Old Palafox Highway and Brent Lane showing an accident with a possible roadblock. And like I mentioned, New Warrington Road and Chiefs Way. So a crash in that area, drive with caution. It's already backed up and always anyway. So just, but there are those little side streets like Prieto that you'll be able to take if you're making your way into Corey. 437-1620 if you see that accident or slowdown. Candy with traffic on the fives, and please use that number also to let you know what, let us know what you're doing for your kids for food.
Yeah, let us know. Parent, the more you can tell, share with other parents because parents get overwhelmed, especially if they're new into this whole realm. So some other ideas, batch cooking, extra chicken, hard-boiled eggs, turkey meatballs. And you can prepare a lot on Sunday. Sunday is your prep day. Pre-portion things, special, it's veggies, fruits. You can pre-bag them, Ziplocs or to-go boxes. Not to-go boxes, sorry. The little Ziploc boxes.
The bento ones, too, are cool.
The bento things. Yeah, those are great. Somebody, Shawnee just texted in. I had 4 kids in school at the same time. We would have a small family meeting during the weekend, and I would write their food ideas on a chalkboard in the kitchen. Not only did it keep them from griping about what I cooked because they chose it, but I also don't have to come up with the ideas all the time. So they helped with choosing what they ate for lunch and supper the following week. I did not prep sandwiches in advance, but I would always prep veggies and fruit, put in Ziploc bags in the drawer in the fridge so I could just grab them in the morning and toss them in. That's exactly what I used to do. I only had one, so I didn't do the choosing. But as far as the prepping, getting everything lined up in the fridge, my fridge used to be crazy organized with bags and containers of everything ready. So literally Dylan just grabbed it. There was no excuse. Don't tell me you're hungry because it's in the fridge.
I'm going to move to Shawnee's house.
All you have to do. I know. Shawnee,
do you want
to
adopt a 56-year-old? I'm here
I love
for
the
you.
Idea of getting the kids to choose because then that's right. They don't have a. Now they can't complain about what they're eating because they chose it. I love that idea.
That's great.
I love it.
And then Shawnee, thank you for texting. And please text in yourselves, 437-1620.
Yeah, yeah. And make sure it's healthy things too. I mean, obviously kids are kids. They're going to eat some of the junk. But if you keep more of the healthy stuff in the house, I know I'm bad about that. If it's in the house and it's bad, I will probably eat it. So if I don't have it there, I won't. Oh,
do you get sick after? You can tell which one of us.
I'm in a whole different realm of my life now, Candy.
Jennifer looks very fit. That's why I'm saying that.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not being nice. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. No, but it does. And I hear you. I try not to keep snacks in my house, too.
Yeah, because if it's there, the kids will eat it. They're going to go to the junk first. But if you prep all the healthy stuff and they choose it, that's wonderful. I love it.
And then they sell boiled eggs by the bag now.
They do.
I know.
They do. Yeah, if you're bad at peeling eggs like I am.
Right.
Which most people are. But for anything, fruit, vegetables, things like that, keep all that on hand. It makes a difference. Makes a big difference. What time are we at?
Okay. We are at 6:19. You want to take a quick break?
Sure, let's take it. All right. Well, let's take a little break.
And again, we're sitting with Jennifer Harrison for Bella Magazine and like every other organization that you have. I can't think of one that you have. I haven't worked with you at, which is one of them. It's so nice to have you in, and thank you so much for sitting in this morning.
I love it. I love it.
We'll be right back with Jennifer after this.
4 years ago, Carrie Smith made three promises: roads before development, fair impact fees, and rewriting our land development code. He's kept every single one. Carrie steered $60 million in roadway capacity projects, breaking ground this summer. Carrie alone championed impact fees so new growth pays its fair share. Rewrote the land development code twice to protect our neighborhoods from flooding. Carrie continues to work with FDOT to four-lane Highway 90 through downtown Milton. Promises made, promises kept. Political advertisement paid for and approved by Carrie Smith, Republican for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 2.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
So several years ago, my wife and I were planning on replacing our then many years old Dodge Grand Caravan, and we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, but as is often our practice, we wanted to test drive one of the type we wanted to buy before we needed to buy it, about 6 months ahead of time, to make sure that when time came to really find the deal we wanted, that we were looking for the right kind of car. Couldn't find one. Nobody had one that we could drive. We found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. It actually happened to be the color we wanted as well. But again, we didn't want one for another 6 months. We drove it. We loved it. That's fine. We were getting ready to go. And Calvin, our sales guy, said, "Do you want to look at the price?" I'm like, "Well, fine." "Oh, well, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit?" "Sure." "Can you give us a day? Because we're not buying a car." "Sure." We thought about it a day later. "Can you come down just a little bit more?" "Sure." "Can we buy it?" I mean, that's how easy it was for us to buy this car. And again, we just had to because it was such low mileage. It was a year old with like 13,000 miles and the price was fantastic. We had to buy it. It would have been dumb of us to wait because they have great selection. That's what brought us to Frontier and because the process was so easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barberry Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Hi, this is DC Reeves. Together, we are moving Pensacola in the right direction. My priorities are building a healthy economy with good careers and keeping our community safe. I will always support our small businesses and back the blue. Let's keep working as a team to move Pensacola forward. I'm DC Reeves, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th.
DC Reeves is endorsed by Sheriff Chip Simmons and the Fraternal Order of Police. Paid for by DC Reeves for mayor.
Hi, this is Jeff Culhane, voice of the Florida State Seminoles. This is News Radio 92.3, your home for the Noles. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 1620, 92.3. Yep, both of them. Same thing, same thing. And today we are talking back to school and a bunch of topics around that life right now because it is back to school. Santa Rosa starts today. Escambia County starts on Wednesday. So it's time. If you're not ready, it's coming. You got to get the kids to school. I did have another friend that gave me some more tips that I'll read right now. My friend Lisa said, and she actually works at a school. She's in middle school, I believe. Teacher tips for parents of middle school. Don't ask a lot of your child the first week of school. It's exhausting for them just to get to all their classes, take in all the information, and socialize in packs again. Set routines and expectations right away. For example, make a plan about homework. Is it important to do it after school, after practice, after dinner, or is it best for your child to break it into shorter, manageable chunks that are spread out? Every kid is different, so I will tell you that. Make time for reading every day and model by reading yourself. And please, 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 for the love of all things under the sun, stick to a good bedtime with no devices in the room. You have no idea how many middle schoolers confess to being on games or messaging with friends all night long, and then they fall asleep in class. It's killing them. Please set those healthy boundaries for them because they aren't ready to do it for themselves. So that's a really good advice. So I know my son right now, I'm like, okay, you know, you got to stop. Stop watching movies. Stop watching videos. It's time to get back to school. So that's what we're working on the next couple of days.
Have you ever dated a gamer?
Not really. No.
Gamer. Yeah.
No.
Like, you're not getting paid. You're just missing work, Chris.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah. And Dylan's not really sometimes a gamer, but he does.
Your
he'll
son,
watch videos and he'll watch movies.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. So, yeah.
No, I imagine. Yeah. I remember you're reading too late. It's like,
yeah.
Oh.
But yeah.
But I need to know. I mean, if I'm there, God, Margaret, come on.
I know, right?
God, I'll take a quick break for traffic. ECUA making life and service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app. Available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips with ECUA. As far as our roads go, we're not showing a lot this morning. Monday morning, the front gate is backing up almost to Sunset Avenue. That's Pensacola NAS. Lovely way to start the week. New Warrington and Twin Oaks showing an accident wreck with a roadblock. And it looks like that is also near the front of Corey Station. So we're seeing that as well. So Corey Station and Chiefs Way. Nope, it's two separate accidents. Okay, there you are. Fairfield and Mission Road showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. We're showing some debris on the roadway at I-110 northbound at mile marker 3. And Fairfield, right where you meet I-110. They do construction there sometimes. There's a vehicle crash there right now. And then Old Palafox Highway in Brent Lane. So if you see an accident, this is just Escambia County. And I know school goes back to school in Santa Rosa today, right? I'm learning that from Jen Harrison, who's sitting in today. And so watch out. Give yourself a little extra time to get where you're going this morning because buses on the road in Santa Rosa County this morning. And when does it start in Escambia?
Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
This Wednesday.
God, it's so soon. It just blows my mind. Anyway, 437-1620 to see that accident or slow down. Or if you want to chime in on what you're feeding your kids for school and all the other good stuff to make them ready at 627.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, traffic is just be prepared. Wednesday traffic is going to be bad.
There's extras yet.
It doesn't. I mean, Santa Rosa today, it's going to be bad. But in Wednesday, Escambia County, it's going to be bad. Just go ahead and be prepared. Just
that's true.
Leave early, leave late, whatever. Because you know it's. It's going to take a good week or two for all the buses to get organized and the routes to get organized, all the things.
Did
so,
you do drop off?
Oh, yeah. Dylan rode the bus from school to aftercare he was there.
Didn't know what that was. I had a neighbor that I took her child to school a couple of times last year, and it was, you do what now?
Yeah.
You just drive to the, you have to wait in this line. It just blew my mind. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, and I learned quickly when Dylan was in kindergarten. I was like, why am I waiting this long to pick him up or to drop him off? And then I learned, okay, if you don't have to be in the line. There are ways you can still get them there on time and not wait in the line. Let your kids sleep a little bit.
Yeah, is there? Like, yeah, maybe. Come on, sister, we're going to Waffle House first.
Kids,
and then whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I understand if you have to be to work early and you have to do that, but if you don't, I mean, there'll be parents in line because I see it now where I live near Scenic Heights that are literally taking their kids at like 6:15. They're getting in line so that they can drop them off first.
Right. Well, that's what I did. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
Get up.
Me personally, I'm not. And then there'll be kids in line or parents in line at like noon for picking up at like when they get out of school. And I'm like, I don't have time to sit there for an hour or two. But that's
See,
just
I have
me.
Anxiety. I'm
Some
like,
other people
on.
Can work while they're in their car, whatever. You know, you do you, boo. But I will not. So figure out the line at your school. And
there you go.
Yeah, because I drove Dylan. We just didn't do the bus. We didn't have to. So
I just thought that was able. I was like, I didn't know that was a thing. There was a. Yeah. Do you remember Big Moose? He's still alive. He's going through this weight loss thing, which is amazing.
I see him. Yeah,
he's doing great. You can follow him on Facebook as well. But he was our afternoon guy on Cat, and I used to pick up his son from school, and it was just.
Yeah,
it's mind blowing.
It's crazy. Like, so, yeah, but figure it out.
We got some great schools.
Figure it out real quick. Yeah.
Hey, David, do you have any headlines for us, Big Sir?
Yeah, we'll take a look at early voting numbers so far here in Escambia County. We'll get that right after Fox News.
Diplomatic efforts are ongoing to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, but Iranian officials are making fresh demands.
Iran's Supreme National Security Council issued a statement calling on the United States to permanently end the war and compensate Iran for damages before the Strait would reopen. Iran's foreign minister says even if a deal is reached, it doesn't necessarily mean the Strait will stay open.
Fox's Trey Yinks.
President Trump told Axios on Sunday, quote, we are low-keying it. We are only semi-negotiating with them.
Americans head to the polls in several primaries tomorrow, including Minnesota, where Democrat socialists are on the ballot.
Francesca Hong is making a final push before Tuesday's Democratic primary for governor. She's faced criticism over social media posts from the past, where she called to cancel Thanksgiving, abolish ICE, and abolish prisons.
Fox's Alex Hogan, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 6:31 here at News Radio 92.3. Cloudy. We've got some rain coming down right now. We'll get a full check on our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a couple of minutes. Well, turnout is trickling in ahead of the primary election, with just over 6% of Escambia County's roughly 204,000 active voters having cast ballots so far. Of the just under 13,000 votes recorded so far, more than 80% of those came in by mail. The rest have been cast during early voting. Election day voting numbers will begin coming in as the polls open. Former Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum is back in the Baldwin County Jail. According to TMZ, Gillum tested positive for methamphetamine during a court appearance this week. He was arrested last month in Daphne after being pulled over for erratic driving, with police finding drug paraphernalia and what tested positive as methamphetamine. Gillum narrowly lost Florida's 2018 governor's race to Ron DeSantis by less than 1% of the vote. Well, an Air Force airman on his way to work at Hurlburt Field pulled an elderly driver from a burning car on Highway 98, moments before that car became fully engulfed. Senior Airman Dalton Clark spotted that fire during morning traffic and sprinted across five lanes to pull the man to safety through heavy smoke. Clark said the memory of losing a close friend in a vehicle fire last year pushed him to act. After handing the driver off to first responders, Clark simply returned to his car and continued on to work. Well, Pritchard City Council has approved a contract with the search firm Polahire to help find new leadership for their troubled police department. Mayor Carletta Davis says their goal is rebuilding trust in public safety. They've got community groups, they say, that are helping to guide their search. The contract will cost no more than $50,000. Davis says the city's financial struggles should not stand in the way of investing in leadership and competitive pay. She calls it a first step towards building a nationally accredited police department. Well, a woman in Marion County lost her right arm after being bitten by an alligator while swimming in a river over the weekend. FWC says a boater rushed to help after hearing screaming. He scared off the gator and used a rope as a tourniquet and got the woman to a boat ramp for rescuers. She has since returned home. A 9.5-foot alligator was trapped and removed from the river. Her family later called the boater to thank him for saving her life. SpaceX has a Falcon 9 launch planned today at Cape Canaveral. They'll be carrying 29 more Starlink satellites into orbit. The launch window opens at 11:07 this morning. It is 6:34, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful summer-like day today with a 30% chance of rain, mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 30% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Wednesday, 20% chance of rain, high near 91. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
79 degrees right now. We've got rain across the area. Our next news at 7. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. Let's check in with Candy, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Hey, this is brought to you by the good folks from Anderson Subaru, and we're looking at quite a few things right now. For one, there is debris in the roadway. This is on I-110 northbound, it looks like, near mile marker 3. Fairfield and I-110, right where you get on near the Echo Life Church, just kidding. But there is an accident there, so use caution there. Thank you. Fairfield and Mission Avenue showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. We're also watching New Warrington and Chiefs Way as you're making your way onto Corey this morning. It looks like there's an accident there in front of the Burger King. So, but there are plenty of little side streets to get around, like Prieto, and then over around by the Taco Bell. I'm good with directions. Highway 29 and 9.5 mile road showing an accident, but it looks like that is open now. And a reminder that Santa Rosa schools are back in session today, so give yourself extra time to get where you're going because of the buses. 6:36, Cat Country 90. News Radio 92.3, same thing. Again, this is brought to you by Anderson Subaru and 437-1620. If you've seen that accident or slowdown, Candy with traffic on the 5.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. TSMC has reported revenue for July of $14.5 billion. That's up nearly 45% year on year. CNBC reports that the group makes chips for big tech customers like NVIDIA and Google. So the firm's financial figures are closely watched as a sign of AI semiconductor demand. And here's a blast from the past. MySpace's owners are hoping to launch a comeback in a crowded and complicated social media landscape. CNBC reports that the early 2000s platform would capitalize on nostalgia and rejection of the traditional social media experience. Analysts caution that MySpace could face tough competition to attract advertisers. Treasury yields inched lower to start the week as investors look ahead to a busy week of economic data. The 10-year Treasury yield was down by just over 1 basis point, and the 30-year Treasury bond similarly declined by 1 basis point. The 2-year Treasury note yield was trading just above the flat line. Futures are moderately higher as traders watch for a Strait of Hormuz deal. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215215. That's SPARK to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
I'm Erin Eiswanger, Republican candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission District 2. I will make sure you, the people, are heard and the county commissioners work for we, the people, not the developers, special interests, or the political class. I'll work tirelessly to fix our infrastructure, stop irresponsible growth, and grow our economy. I'm Erin Eiswanger, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th. Santa Rosa County will be stronger with Eiswanger.
Paid for and approved by Erin Eiswanger, Republican, Santa Rosa County, District 2.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections. Who will win? Who will not?
One question about the 2026 races is already answered.
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3. Campaign 2026.
This is where the fun begins.
Every step, every day.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Two trailer park girls go around the outside.
Is sitting in for Andrew McKay. Good morning.
Good morning. As Candy said, this is Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay. Next up on the phone, I have my friend Lauren from State Farm Insurance, John Keziah's office, and she is going to talk to us a little bit about teen drivers and insurance and what to prepare for. I know I'm going through that now with mine.
You're
just
our
turning.
Insurance agent, too. That's crazy. That's
with,
weird.
With Hey, Lauren, how are you today?
Doing well. How are y'all?
Well, I'm well. It's got you up early this morning.
Yes, and thank you for it. I needed this. Yeah.
Anything I can do to help, anything I can do. Okay, well, let's get right into it. I know I'm going through it now. My son just turned 16, so it's a whole new world with license and insurance and safety and freaking out and all the things. So so let's talk about, first let's talk about some good stuff. What specific discounts can we do? Back to school teen drivers, what do you need to do to qualify? Things like that.
Yeah, so State Farm recently simplified this process. So we now have one huge savings program that they can enroll in called our Steer Clear Safe Driver Program. And it takes less than 15 minutes for them to get the bulk of it done, which is downloading a little app on their phone, and they can delete it as soon as they're done. They're going to watch some videos, answer some questions, and then they have to log, I believe it's 7 hours of drive time in there. So this is really great for them to work on as they're getting their drive hours to qualify for their driver's license. Once you're done with the course, you get a little certificate that you're going to either screenshot or email into us. And from there, we just get it applied. And as long as they have no at-fault accidents and no tickets, that bad boy is going to stay on there until they're 25 years old to provide continuous savings.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Those are good things to know because it is not cheap to insure, especially a boy.
Yeah.
No,
not.
Boys are way more expensive. Woo, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And for those, I know we're talking mostly today about local school, but for those going off to college, how would insurance change, whether they're taking the car home, leaving it at home? What do they need to worry about in that aspect?
Yeah, so if they're taking the vehicle with them, you just need to update us with that information. Where is that vehicle primarily going to be kept now? And we're going to make sure to list them as that primary driver on the vehicle, which can have some rating impacts on there. For eligible policies, if they're leaving the vehicle at home, you can actually get a student away discount, which is going to help remove basically them getting rated as a risk exposure to provide you some savings while they're away at college.
Oh, that's wonderful. Anywhere you can save, especially. Ooh,
yes.
I have a couple years before I have to worry about college, but it's scaring me already. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And then I know I just went through this, but when do you actually need to formally add your teen to your insurance policy? Is it when they get their permit, when they get their license? What's the timeline with that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So as soon as your teen is behind the wheel of a car, even as a permitted driver, you need to go ahead and notify your insurance agent. It's super important that we make sure we have record of this. That way, God forbid, an accident did occur, we can help inform our claims team as to what the use of the vehicle was. Now, the second they get that driver's license, that is exactly when you need to give us a second call, because we now need to formally rate them on that vehicle. And for parents, that's where a little bit of the jump scare of those numbers come from, where it is not abnormal to see a huge increase, sometimes even doubling. But again, with assistance of those savings programs, hopefully we can make that jump scare as small as possible.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And then what are some tips you have for, say, a teen driver? Like, what can parents tell their teen? How can they help them get, I know teaching your teen to drive, luckily mine wasn't that bad, but I know I was awful with my parents, and my best friend taught me how to drive. So it, not even kidding. But Dylan was actually good with me. But what are some tips, and how can you work through that with your teen to help ensure that they are a safe driver, they get the most experience they can?
Yeah, so I think the first thing to remind them, I know this is a huge help for me when my parents taught me how to drive, is reminding them that their primary focus needs to be their safe driving. Don't worry about the car that's riding up on you. Let them go ahead and pass. You just make sure that you are following the rules of the road, because driving is a privilege, and it's really important that you handle it with a lot of responsibility to make sure that you don't lose that privilege, whether it's because of what somebody else does or because of something that you do. The other thing I would advise for parents is to make sure that you're having a serious conversation about the texting and driving. That's the number one thing that we see and a huge leading cause of accidents these days. For parents who are open to it, if they'll allow their child to enroll in the Drive Safe and Save app, that's a good way for you to kind of keep an eye on their driving habits and remind them, hey, I have eyes even when I'm not in the vehicle with you. But also to make that driver, especially as they're new on the road, more conscious as to their driving habits and to continuously improve in those first couple years of being on the road.
Oh, I love it. Those are some great tips for parents. And if you guys have any questions to text in, I can get them to Lauren after she's off the air, 437-1620. I know. Or right now, yeah. So it does make a difference if you have those tips that you can rely on, because I know it's just a whole new world. Like now I'm dealing with, I don't even have to drive my son anywhere, but I can monitor him all the time. So
yes,
it's good and bad. for him and for me, it's a whole new world. I can tell you that. But well, thank you so much, Lauren, for being on the air and giving us these great tips and answering some questions. I'll let you know if anything comes in after you're off the air. And then we need to have coffee this week for sure. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Jennifer. I appreciate
all right.
you having me.
All
have
right,
a good
thanks.
Day.
You too.
Thank you so much, Laura. We really appreciate you. And that's John Kaziah. Is that right?
Yeah, State Farm John Kaziah.
Okay. And the easy to find, too. And I put a link that'll be on our podcast page when that loads at 7 a.m. So we'll load this hour then. So you'll be able to catch up and catch up through all your stuff. Give a quick look at traffic, and then we'll head into spots and come back. As far as our roads go, there's quite a bit this morning in Santa Rosa County. Now, school is back in session. We're seeing an accident on Highway 90 near South Airport Road in Milton, but not a road block. And that's the only thing I'm seeing in Santa Rosa County. Escambia, on the other hand, the I-10 eastbound ramp, the I-10 to exit 12 to I-110, right there at the spur, it looks like. At Hilburn, it is blocked. So use caution in that area. Caution certainly wherever you are, as you know. We're watching an accident near Corey Station. We have one at Fairfield and Mission, and then again, South New Warrington Road and Chiefs Way. Backed up to the Shell Station if you're making your way on board Pensacola NAS. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, you can text it in. We'll be back with Jennifer Harrison sitting in for Andrew McKay next.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I would appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board District 3.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi. But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
4 years ago, Kerry Smith made three promises: roads before development, fair impact fees, and rewriting our land development code. He's kept every single one. Kerry steered $60 million in roadway capacity projects, breaking ground this summer. Kerry alone championed impact fees so new growth pays its fair share. Rewrote the land development code twice to protect our neighborhoods from flooding. Kerry continues to work with FDOT to four-lane Highway 90 through downtown Milton. Promises made, promises kept. Political advertisement paid for and approved by Kerry Smith, Republican for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 2.
You don't need another money hack. You need a plan. Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling. Ooga, ooga, deep inside. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me.
Good morning. This is Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. We're talking all things back to school and everything around it. Now we have Carla Davis, who is the clinic director and outreach and education coordinator for the Health and Hope Clinic, on the line. Carla, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So what are some things that parents can do to keep healthy? And, well, actually, let me rephrase that. Let's start with Health and Hope Clinic and tell us what you guys do there, and then we'll get into how you can help parents.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for having us on this morning. So Health and Hope, we are a free and charitable clinic. We provide health and hope to the hurting. And so the majority of our patients all of our patients are uninsured and are medically underserved. We provide both medical, dental, and mental health services.
Wonderful. And that's amazing, because insurance is so high right now. It is amazing you guys do all those services.
Indeed. And so, you know, what can parents do during this time of back to school? So the first thing I would say with school starting this week is take a moment, pause and breathe, and take a moment to reflect and make sure that you keep yourself in the forefront, not only your kids' schedule, but also your schedule, your health, by making your health a priority and making sure that you're going in and you're getting those wellness checks. And if they don't have insurance, by all means, locate Health and Hope, and they can go onto our website and find how to become a new patient and get established so that you can make your health a priority.
That's wonderful. And especially now, kids, do you guys do physicals, things like that? Because I know a lot of kids in sports have to have those physicals.
We actually, we only provide services to individuals over the age of 18.
Okay.
But no worries. For parents, we definitely link into all of the services within the community. So parents who find themselves with no insurance for their children can definitely go to Community Health Northwest Florida, as they provide services for children under the age of 18.
Perfect. That's a great partnership right there. And then as far as parent, this also could relate to teachers, like staying healthy, things like that. Do you guys do classes and events and things at the clinic that can also be education related to help parents and teachers stay on top of their health?
Yes, we do. You can go to our calendar of events. We have a health and wellness class every day on Monday mornings at 8 a.m. Just within the next hour, We have a partnership with the University of West Florida with their exercise science program. So we have Get Fit classes that are held Monday through Thursday. On Monday and Monday mornings and Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. We also not only deal with your physical health, but also with your mental health, and they can attend any of our mental health support groups. We have classes on Wednesdays at 5:30. We have a life recovery support group that's on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. So they can come and check out our calendar of events located on our website at healthandhopeclinic.org.
That's wonderful. I love all of that. How can somebody get involved with Health and Hope if they would like to go the volunteer side? What do you guys need as far as that is concerned?
We always need volunteers. They can go to our website and sign up to become a volunteer. We need volunteers for encouragers because we also focus on the spiritual health. All of our patients are greeted by an encourager. We need assistance with the front desk if they have service or experience in dental. If they're not a healthcare professional, we always need healthcare professionals in our main clinic area. If they're a mental health professional, they can come and assist us by being a provider, or they just may want to provide just their time. We always have various administrative things that they can assist with us at the clinic. And so just sign up and we'll find a way to utilize your skills.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I know I've been on a tour there with Sally. Bergosh. So getting a tour of the facility, if you are somebody in the community who is a connector, refers people, wants to learn more about the clinic, you can always go get a tour as well. And it's amazing the amount of services you guys have that, the, you know, if you don't know that, it go to get a tour for sure. I mean, you can get literally everything you need done at the clinic. I love it.
Yes, yes. Sally Bergosh is our executive director. And she loves showcasing the clinic to find all the wonderful services that we have. But if our parents are out and about in the community, we have our community outreach team that's on the street. They are actually out providing health and wellness information. They can stop by any of our back-to-school activities. Our next back-to-school activity will occur on Saturday, August the 29th at Zion Hope Baptist Church at 201 West Leonard for their Family Wellness Festival. And then they can also join us downtown on Monday, August the 31st, with the fourth annual International Overdose Awareness Day at Museum Plaza. And then we have another back-to-school event at Rehoboth Word of Life Ministries on August 22nd from 11 to 3 p.m.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Carla, for being on. Candy's going to post that on
It'll be on our podcast page at We're With News Radio 92.3. That's right. So you'll be able to go to our website, and we'll find all that. And I have all the links, too, for the Health and Hope and everything you provide. And golly, Carla, thank you so much for doing what you do in our community. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much. And don't forget to stop by if you want to become a sponsor for our 2026 Christmas at the Clinic Gala. That's our only fundraiser, and we'd love to have your partnership and your sponsorship.
Yeah, oh, that's a lot of fun. I got to MC that one year. Yeah. Man, what it just, and I got to take a tour too with Ms. Bergosh. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
I
volunteer with that event too, and it's so much fun.
Yeah, a lot of food.
A lot of food, a lot of amazing silent auction items, and it's a great event. It raises so much money for such a well needed establishment in our community. So thank you again, Carla, so much.
Thank you, and thank you for your sponsorship and your partnership. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
Have a great day. Healthandhopeclinic.org if you need more information. And again, we'll have that link on our website at newsradio923.com here in just a few seconds. So we take a look at our roads. I'll do a look at traffic real quick. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, it's perfect. Perfect.
For Harrison, as we say, who's sitting in for Andrew McKay. It's so nice to have a friend here. This is great. As far as our roads go, though, the best. New Warrington and Twin Oaks wreck with a roadblock this morning, and that's right near Corey Station on your way in near the Burger King and all the best eateries. So, yeah, pull into Waffle House. Gina is there. She will take care of you. they know me. I'm like Norm from Cheers. A little slow getting into Pensacola NAS. The front gate is backed up to the Shell station this morning. Also watching an accident at the Spur. This is the big one. I-10 eastbound ramp.
to exit 12 to 110. So right there, right near where our radio station is, there is an accident there. So maybe avoid that area if you can. 437-1620, if you see that accident or slowdown, you can certainly text it in and let us know. Again, Jennifer Harrison sitting in this morning with Andrew McKay. He's out all week.
Yep.
So that's fun.
Yeah,
it's so nice to see you. I was worried. PJ, of course, will be back. You two have better traffic come Wednesday. So it'll be much better, a little more back to normal.
And I think we go to news now, and then Superintendent Keith Leonard will be on with us for top of the hour for 7 o'clock.
That's right. He'll be joining us. Is he a Scambia or Santa Rosa?
Scambia County.
Know this. Okay.
Scambia County.
I need to have some kids. Someone give me your child. Can I have your kid? I can have Dylan.
He doesn't need me anymore, so I mean.
Perfect. We'll speak with Superintendent Keith Leonard coming up this hour. And Jennifer Harrison, thanks again for sitting in this morning. You're wonderful.
Of course.
We appreciate you and everything you do for the community. David, and next with news.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.